Hey, it's Goon Games and Gear. We're here together. We're going to discuss Gameformer's greatest games of all time, which
just released this an hour ago.
That's right.
Recording.
So kind of excited.
Yeah. I have some words. All right. Hello Kitty Island Adventure isn't even on this list.
What if it is? I'm like, wait.
What? Oh my God.
A million votes? No. So yeah, I always want to go over it. We're probably gonna have a different opinion. I really think we have a difference of opinion on the game of all time. Greatest game of all time. I mean, obviously, yeah. Spoilers on the screen, but there's over 200,000 votes. And you know, Derek Robb, I we'll talk about it later, but my view has changed purely from what Derek has played of it. But,
right.
I guess what we'll do is anyone who's listening to this audibly, because it's going to be a podcast episode, highly recommend that you watch the video version on Spotify or YouTube.
Right.
But,
Just at least look up the image so you know what we're talking about.
Right, exactly. So, but we'll say what the matchups are. So this might be a lengthy one, but let's get started. So the first matchup was Witcher 3 Wild Hunt versus Silent Hill 2. Now I don't know how this was how these games were picked.
Right, I don't know how they initially selected all of these games.
Right,
but like Witcher's a seed 1 pick versus Silent Hill's like a seed 16 pick. It's set up like a March Madness bracket for those who haven't looked at it. I really have no preference on either of those, to be honest. Witcher 3 I've never played through.
Yeah, I know you played it a little bit, right?
I've restarted that game 7 times. like multiple times when the base game came out, then the complete came out, but you couldn't use your original save.
You got on the Switch,
restart.
Right?
Yeah. And then I bought it on the Switch and it was version. In 480p. So you know.
Mud edition. I will always say those are the mud version.
Right. But then Silent Hill 2, I have played. It is a banger. It's a good horror game, but it's also like lost in time, I feel like. Maybe when the remake comes out, I bet you that opinion might have swayed a little bit more. But
I'm not surprised that Witcher 3 won this.
Right.
Silent Hill 2 is a classic. It's like a horror classic. Right. You know, I've never played Silent Hill 2, and I only watched Witcher 3. I just couldn't get into it.
Right.
But I could see it. Witcher 3, like everyone loves it. Most of part loves, you know, when they played it, like the RPG elements and everything. So like, I can understand why it won that matchup. You know, personal preference. If that went against Oblivion, I'd be like Oblivion. Don't even, you know.
Right.
But you know that I'm not saying it's a bad game. It's just not a game for us.
Right.
That's, you know,
I'd like to play through it at some point. Right. I would like that game if I just like actually stuck it out and gave it a chance. But yeah, like so Witcher won that one. Whoa. Which makes sense.
The next one, Halo Combat Evolved versus Wind Waker. The next actually
makes me so happy. But
that is such a great
That is a hard.
That's a fight of titans. That's a Fight of the Titans.
I think also, spoiler alert, I think all three Halos are on here.
I'm not surprised by that. I mean, they're classic.
They're all bangers, right. Yeah.
I'm somewhat shocked. Combat Evolved kicked the Halo series off, but
it was iconic for being like the first person shooter, pretty much.
But I think everyone now looks back at Wind Waker and says, this is a banger of a Zelda game. We were wrong when it came out.
Right. Everybody appreciates Wind Waker now. If this was even 2 years ago, I would say Halo destroyed it. But yeah, Wind Waker won that one. I'm super happy about that. That's my favorite Zelda game. So,
and you know, I wonder if they're taking Wind Waker as a whole or specifically the GameCube version. Because I would have said HD if it was...
HD version, right. Yeah, I'm trying to see if any say, the enhanced editions or anything.
It doesn't...
But, Pokemon says Red and Blue, not Fire Red.
Right.
And, Leaf Green, right? So...
But, yeah, I'm happy that Wind Waker won it. I would... Man, that is such a toss-up for me, I'll be honest.
I'm glad it's on the list.
Too, right.
Right? They could have picked... Whatever.
I guess we'll just keep going down and then second tier.
Do first brackets and then second brackets.
Right. Okay. So next up was Marvel Spider-Man versus. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I'm going ahead of myself. It was Final Fantasy VI and Marvel Spider-Man. I don't know.
6 was good, but yeah. I mean, Spider-Man, I feel like blows that out of the water.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah.
Final Fantasy wise, nobody looks back and is like, wow, 6. Except for the diehard fans, everybody's like, no, 7, Final Fantasy 7, right? I think that's just an easy choice.
I never played a single Final Fantasy. That might be my like subathon goal. I finally play every Final Fantasy game in chronological order. So yeah, I can see that winning. That's just,
yeah.
Marvel Spider-Man was just like the best superhero game that we've seen in a long time when it released.
Right, right. It was on par with like the Arkham Knight game and Origins.
I can see
and
that
stuff. Right.
Like, yeah.
It was just so good. It like you felt like Spider-Man.
Yeah. Again. Exactly. Mass Effect 2 versus Dune 2016. Oh, okay. So I'm happy that Mass Effect 2 won that.
Mass Effect 2, yeah. I look back at that series and Mass Effect 2 is the one I'm like,
oh, yeah, that's
game
that's,
of a decade.
Right, there, yeah, right? That was like, the suicide mission. Oh, the, my like, God, like yeah. Just
everything about that. Yeah. All the characters, the companions in that one were just so good. Like, 3 was like, the ending ruined it, basically, the original
ending. They had to literally fix it.
Right.
They had to come out with an update. I honestly, I hope Mass Effect 3 isn't on this list. Because I don't think it deserves it.
No, absolutely not.
You know? But Andromeda needs to be on it.
Yeah.
All right. So, let's see. Well, so, versus Dune, like, but Dune 2016, from what I've heard, is, like, a banger of just, like, it's a great game. Like, just
2016 was amazing. I'm surprised, and I don't know if it's on the list, but, like, the original Doom, like, I guess 2016 was just, like, a better version of all of the previous ones, right? So, I could see it being considered for this list. But, yeah, like, Mass Effect 2 definitely deserves that.
Yeah, so. Yeah, 100%. Red Dead Redemption 2 versus Castlevania Symphony of the Night. I don't see a world like, where Red Dead doesn't
win. I feel like that's a really unfair matchup. But yeah, Red Dead absolutely polarizes Castlevania. Like,
why was this my the one right. I played in Season 1? Yeah, like, I still need to actually beat Red Dead Redemption 2. It's just,
I never finished
I'm gonna do it on PC at some point. I just can't play on console because the frames just piss me off. And they never came out with a next-gen update. Symphony of the Night, I've heard just great things about. I've seen gameplay. But like,
it's just like
Red Dead Redemption 2 is known.
It has that like issue that like Silent Hill 2 has, right? Is like it's just dated, but like it's still good. Like I'd say Symphony of the Night probably holds up better than Silent Hill 2, but like I don't know, it was good for the time. It's great to look back on, but I don't know.
But what we have is Shadow of the Colossus versus World of Warcraft.
Dude, this I'm super happy about. I love Shadow of the Colossus.
I'm actually surprised by this.
I am too. I can't believe it beat out World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft back in the day, like heyday, there's a lot of people who don't know what Shadow of the Colossus is. Like I don't know. I feel like that's a crazy swing vote there, right? Like
right. No, yeah. So Shadow of Colossus. I mean. But Shadow Closet is cool, like just a great experience.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And then I mean, but World of Warcraft was just a classic titan for years.
Yeah.
That was a monster of an MMO. It's petered out like immensely these past few years. But
yeah, they kind of like I don't know. Blizzard like fell apart, so it like came it fell with it. So
yeah, I'm happy to see Shadow Closet at least win that. Yeah. Kingdom Hearts 2 versus Mario 64. That's a
battle of titans right there. But like obviously like Mario, it's another thing of like I like a lot of people, more people know Kingdom Hearts more than Shadow of the Colossus, but not many people still have like played Kingdom Hearts. I feel like everybody's aware of it, but and knows it's like a good series, but like Mario 64 is Mario 64, right?
Right.
Like Mario 64 could be contender to win the whole thing. Honestly,
so. Right. It just unfortunately the controls, like going back to play that game is a challenge.
It's hard. It's very dated. It's very hard to go back and play that game like now.
But couldn't agree more. There we go.
Next up is Last of Us Part 2.
Okay. Lose. Tell me it loses.
And then Metroid Prime. Metroid Prime.
I love it. I love that. That only confirms that Last of Us Part 2 was trash.
Right. Nobody liked that game.
Trash.
And the fact that it's even on this, like,
list.
Game Informer greatest game of all time list. Come on. Like, you obviously didn't play the same game everybody else did. Or you're, like, your glasses are so fogged up.
Dude, you didn't like Abby the video game?
No.
That's interesting.
No.
And Metroid Prime, I mean, like, Metroid, I don't know if it has, like, the fan base that, well... No, maybe it has a higher fan base than Last of Us. But Last of Us Part 1, be on this list.
Last of Us Part, it is.
Okay.
Last of Us Part 1 is a game I look at and am like, that's a game of like all time, right?
Right.
Last of Us Part Two, I'm like, that's a game I look at and I'm like, stinker of all time.
Right. Like, yeah, I'm genuinely concerned, like, whenever 3 happens, that it's going to be trash. So it's hilarious.
I'm hoping it's a prequel.
What's even crazier to me is that it lost in the first round.
Oh yeah. You know, yeah, they're like, no, we're stopping this. It gets no praise. Wind Waker is a better game than Last of Us Part Two.
So, all right, next up is bracket 2 or region 3. I guess we'll do.
Yeah, I don't know what these are.
Yeah.
Regions mean, but
Ocarina of Time versus Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare.
That's
such a weird like fight.
Again, it's like a weird matchup, like Red Dead versus Castlevania. Like that's what I see with this. But like, obviously,
I would see a lot losing to Modern Warfare, that classic Modern Warfare, right? But Ocarina of Time is just such
it's the game everybody remembers, everybody talks about, right?
Everyone remembers, but I would argue that they're not. They haven't played
it. Yeah. Go play it in 2024. It's a bad game.
I was gonna say it just hasn't held up well.
Right. The bad game now.
But the the 3DS remasters, I would argue.
Good. Oh yeah. They a lot of good like updates. Changed,
right.
That. Yeah. But Call of Duty 4, like that was what like
that was the classic.
There was no Call of Duty before that, right? It was Modern Warfare 2, Modern Warfare 3, like and then, like, after that, like, in between was, like, Black Ops going on at the same time World at War.
That was an explosive time.
Oh, my God, yeah. Call of Duty was on top of the world.
Right. So, but, like, that was still a titan of a game.
Oh, yeah.
That, I would say a lot of this, if it went up against the first round, Modern Warfare would win.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know what would beat Ocarina of Time in this situation.
Right.
Halo 3 versus GTA
5. I hate that. Hate that they put those two against each other. Put Castlevania against Grand Theft Auto. Because you know all the GTA fans are smother Halo 3.
I don't know if this is a hot take, but I genuinely think Halo 3 is a better game.
Absolutely.
Like
stick by my guns. GTA just like is not fun.
It's not a fun game anymore.
Right.
It's just like the online definitely sucks.
The online's terrible.
The characters were really great in GTA 5.
The campaign was fun, right? But like then you've had the same game for 20 years and released it 7 times and now I'm just mad.
Right.
And that's all you do, Rockstar.
Halo 3, like no one says, man, I love the GTA 5 soundtrack, but Halo 3,
right. It's literally an iconic thing. The campaign, I could literally like play through the campaign in my head.
Right.
Like the multiplayer for Halo 3, like you talk about Call of Duty 4, Halo 3 multiplayer. Oh my god, getting the Hayabusa armor online, like
the ending, the Halo 3, just the
4-player
co-op campaign
explosion.
Dude, that was
4-player co-op, like no games were doing that at that time. Come on.
I think it was me and Brandon actually talked about recently that Halo 3, like if you think about it, had like no server issues.
Never. There was never online issues with like, Halo 3.
Yeah. The only issue I can remember is lag switching when it was actually a thing.
Right. But that's outside of their control.
Right. Exactly.
Like that's a thing someone's doing, right?
Right.
But servers for Halo 3
were just perfect. Yeah. It's like, is that meme? It's like perfect. It's the last minute detail.
Right.
That game to me would be arguably one of the arguably greatest game of all time. Getting knocked out first round is an injustice.
Oh, yeah.
It's a real shame. Resident Evil 4 2005 versus Pac-Man.
I mean, Resident Evil 4, it's another one of those games everybody talks about.
Right.
And, like, it's weird. They put the original, too. So, like, even that one, like, everybody talks about that game. Pac-Man, like,
Pac-Man,
everybody knows Pac-Man.
Everyone knows Pac-Man.
Like, I'm not mad to ever play Pac-Man, but, like,
it's not a greatest game of all time. No. Yeah,
well, you know. Iconic, yes.
I would argue it's, like, a greatest game of all time arcade style.
Right.
Like, arcade games. But like in this kind of, I don't think it even should, I'm not sure about being here, but like it makes sense to get knocked out first round.
Yeah.
Resident Evil 4, obviously the superior game.
Yeah.
That would be an intense upset. God of War 2018 versus Uncharted 4 Thief's End. You're going to tell me about the Uncharted 4 because
it's a really good end to the series. Like it concluded everything. Like it was a really just phenomenal story. But I don't know that it's hard for me too because like, everybody just cares about the new God of War, right? But, like, the first 3 were bangers, right? Like, God of War 3 fighting Zeus, right? I can tell you right now, spoiler alert, God of War 3 is not on this list of greatest games
what?
Of all time. Yeah, I know.
No, wait.
It's
I don't believe
there.
You. Hold on.
It's not there. So, like, for them to just be like, God of War 2018, like, I mean, it was great. I can't really remember much of that game, though, compared to, like, God of War 3. I can, like, visibly remember from the second you start that game, you're, like, on the Titans and just, like, climbing Mount Olympus.
I narrowed my top three games of all time before this was, unless I'm missing something. For me, it was Binding of Isaac Repentance, obviously not going to be on this list.
But right.
That's Injustice. Smash Ultimate. And then I said God of War 3. That, like,
yeah.
That game looked like a PS5 game on right. PS3. The graphics on that are fucking wild. The
cutscenes are amazing.
Yeah.
The amount of, like, time I put into God of War, like, 1, 2, and 3, 2, mm-hmm. like, replaying them over and over again, like, it was just so nice. I don't know.
Dude, I would kill for a PC port of the trilogy.
Oh, my God.
I just play 3. That game, I would be like, okay, I'm getting 100%. That's just...
Right.
It was just so good.
Yeah.
But I think God of War 3 is way better than this new one, or the new series.
Right.
But... I guess so.
I will say Uncharted 4 is probably the best of the Uncharted games. Like, it had a really good story.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it, like, had a really good story to it, too. Like, outside of, like, just, like, the treasure hunting and stuff like that. Like, all the characters had, like, character, it felt like, other than Drake, like, all the side characters and Sully and stuff, but I understand God of War beating it, so, like, I'm not upset, but...
But I'm upset that God of War 3 isn't on here, and that's the real Injustice.
The real Injustice is the next two games.
I think it's that hilarious.
The second game is, yeah.
Chrono
Trigger versus League of Legends.
Look, hold, but...
I mean, technically, it's like Pac-Man, though, right? Everybody knows League of Legends. Not everybody plays League of Legends.
Not everybody hates themselves that much. Right. But, like, if you think of League of Legends and compared to, like, an actual game with narrative...
I would say, here's how I see it and why it could be on this list, is, like, you look at the MOBA genre, you think League of Legends, right?
Oh, yeah,
and
exactly.
For those people, that's the greatest game of all time, right?
Like, so, right. But...
In the world of these games, though? No.
Not Chrono Trigger, right? Yeah.
But Chrono Trigger won that, so... I mean... Cool, yeah. League's not a game for everybody, so
yes, it is.
I understand it. So next one I'm super excited about: Knights of the Old Republic, Star Wars, and Animal Crossing New Horizons. I feel like New Horizons makes sense. Never mind. I was gonna say why, like, not the GameCube, but New Horizons literally saved us during quarantine.
Okay, that's the newest one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, it definitely, like, everybody was playing that to interact with each other, and it literally came out, like, a day before quarantine, so it, like, came out literally the
Nintendo perfect planned time. It all
question honestly but Knights of the Old Republic one, and that's
objectively better game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Knights
of the Old Republic, I can, like, one of those games I can visibly, like, play in my head and, like, from start to finish, and just, like, oh my God, I could play it countless times and just, like enjoy it every second.
New Horizon, yeah, great, like, cozy simulator.
New Horizon's great, right? And, like I said, like, the timing of it, like, could not have been better. Like, it literally, we were locked in our houses and, like, interacting with each other online, and...
I never got it. I'm just not, like, right. This is not my kind of game, but I can see the appeal.
Right. But, like, otherwise, I mean, like, I could never go back to today, Animal Crossing.
Really?
Yeah.
If
a new one came out, yes. But, like, New Horizons, it's not a game I could go back and, like, replay, right? Like, okay. Start again or something. Like a lot of these games I could go back. Like the next ones, Super Mario World versus Fallout New Vegas. Like, those games I could go back and, like, replay Mario World countless times.
These next two matchups are insane to me. But Super Mario World versus New Vegas, dude. I'm not sure this is a hot take, but I think New Vegas is a better game. But Mario World is just an incredible classic. That would have been a hard choice if I was voting, but I would have went with New Vegas because of, like, it's just, like, the experience comparatively to Mario World.
Right.
I don't know. It's just a hard matchup, but I'm not surprised Super Mario won, but I personally think New Vegas should have. It's just, like, New Vegas is a class. It's arguably, like, the best Fallout game.
Right.
And it's not even made by Bethesda. Or, you know, it's, right. Who does Obsidian.
Obsidian.
Yeah, Obsidian. So, yeah, I'm not surprised by this. Mario is going to probably just sweep all first round picks.
Yeah.
But
I think if the bracket was also set up differently, some of these outcomes might have been different as well. Right.
Uh-huh.
Like if Fallout New Vegas was against Chrono Trigger, I think Fallout would be better or something. Right. So
this next matchup, Baldur's Gate 3 versus Mario Bros. Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. There's two things I don't like about this. One, I don't think we should have put Baldur's Gate on the list. I think this should have been up to 2022, maybe. Right. I hate when people put games that are basically that have been recently released and put it on a list this. That, because you need time to let it settle in.
Right.
And, it's been years since part two, and I could trash that game, But Baldur's Gate 3, yes, critical acclaim, everyone loves it. But we need time to look back and say, was it really that great of a game?
Right, right.
It's so messed up for Smash Ultimate to lose in the first round. It was such a insane.
We will never get a game like that. Well, I guess Fortnite, but Smash, we'll never get a fighting game like that ever again.
It was just a cruel I did not expect that to lose first round. I'm glad it's on the list. But I think it just sucks. Of all the games it went against, Baldur's Gate 3, that's so it's on the newer unfair side.
Like I was saying, if this bracket was set up differently, I think it might have. I don't think the end would have been a different outcome, but these first two tiers of it would have been way different.
Right.
So
do you want to do the next line, or do you want to go?
Yeah. First brackets.
Okay. So this one, in region two is Last of Us, which is now called Part One, versus Dragon Age Origins. So just a free win.
Yeah, Dragon Age Origins is great, but I do not think of that game when I think of greatest game of all time. And I think there are people that do, and that's why they continue the series, right? It's an EA staple, I feel that they'll always keep making.
But I remember I got Origins, I think it was for Christmas. I'm like, wow, this sucks. Maybe it just wasn't my kind of game, but
Origins I liked. Two I hated. And then Inquisition, I just couldn't get into.
Might have been Inquisition, sorry.
But the first one was the only one I actually liked. So it's a good game, but I think there's better RPGs out there that do what it did better. So.
But Last of Us,
I look back at Last of Us on PS3. I look back at Last of Us and this was literally 10 out of 10 game forever. Nothing will ever change it. Right.
That man, that's an experience. Super Metroid versus Portal 2.
I like that Portal 2 won. Portal 2 won that.
I'm not surprised.
I like that Portal 2 won. That's all I really have to say about that one.
Portal 2 is just a great game. It's I think, isn't it just one of the best puzzle games of all time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just
it's a really good co-op experience.
Oh, that's,
GLaDOS is one of the greatest evil villains we've ever gotten of all time.
Is GLaDOS technically a villain in the second one? Isn't it more an anti-hero? Because he helps you, but I guess it's only for her own.
Right. Game. Yeah, she helps through until the end. We get a banger song at the end, the cake song. I don't know. Valve,
they
one of those publishers that doesn't make a game ever. And then it's a banger when it comes out.
So. Architect. That sucked.
We don't know. That's where we stream Infinity War for free on Twitch.
I'm sorry. But I'm not surprised Portal 2 won. Next up is BioShock versus Minecraft. BioShock beat Minecraft?
Yeah.
I don't know how to feel about that. I actually don't know how to feel about that.
I love BioShock, but I don't agree with that. I think when you think greatest games of all time, I look back and I'm Minecraft, dude. We don't get the amount of merch or anything for BioShock that we do Minecraft. So
right, and BioShock basically has gone kind of downhill since the first one. Two is controversial from what I've heard, and then I heard all right things from about what's the last one called?
Infinite.
Right.
Yeah.
But Minecraft is classic. Maybe because everyone's would you kindly they have that kind of nostalgic glasses on?
Right, maybe.
BioShock has a great has a good interesting story and a great setting.
Right, it's a good horror game.
Right,
it's definitely iconic. But
I'm just
Minecraft. I don't know.
Really. Maybe everyone just during the voting was I'm pretty burned out of Minecraft, so I'm going to vote BioShock.
Maybe. Maybe that.
Yeah, so I'm surprised by that. I personally would have put Minecraft, I think, is a better game, but Final Fantasy X versus Batman Arkham City. I can't tell you about Final Fantasy, but Arkham City is an intense. That was probably the last. That was the so but it was Arkham City. Now, I know I haven't really played Arkham Knight that much, but like from my heard, it's like all right. I know the Batmobile mechanic kind of like
they like things. Hyped the Batmobile, but it was stupid.
Right.
But like the story was really good.
Oh, but yeah, but Arkham City just like that's a classic.
Right.
That one's a banger. Ooh, that game is great. And I was going to say, you know, like that. And then the next great banger, I would argue, is Spider-Man.
Right.
But I've never played Final Fantasy X, so you'd have to elaborate.
I mean, it's one of the more iconic Final Fantasies, but like, it's again one of those things that like not everybody played.
Okay.
So like, but like Arkham City, everybody played that. Like, if you owned a 360 or PS3, you played that game.
That game was
awesome. And Asylum, so.
That game, God, that yeah. I'd love to go back. I'd love for us to do a series playthrough, Origin 1 and then Asylum. Yeah. You know?
Get the collection.
Yeah.
For the Switch.
Yeah, for the Switch. Always for the Switch.
Yeah. You everything get, like, we play is on Nintendo
console. I'm making a second channel called Mud. Mud Review.
Mud Review, yeah.
Okay, so next up is Bloodborne versus Tetris. That is such a cruel matchup.
That is. And that's Tetris won, though?
Like, I've only heard... the only thing I hear about Bloodborne... I never played it, unfortunately. All I hear is, when are we getting a remaster? That's all I hear about.
Right. It's crazy to me. Most people you ask about Bloodborne, they're like, I don't want a sequel. I literally just want the game 60 frames on a new system. Or PC or whatever. Right. And, isn't that, just wholesome? Or like,
right, yeah.
Doesn't that speak to, how perfect Bloodborne was?
I mean, I think, the creator or something, or one of the directors, like, oh, we hear all the fan back, and we're so happy everyone wants us to do more with it. It's like, and?
Yeah. I actually think that, Sony is holding it hostage is the problem. And they're like, no, we can't
get
that away.
Why?
That's
just
make something else.
I feel bad for Bloodborne. That's a cruel matchup, because Tetris is... is it still the best-selling game of all time, or is it now Minecraft? I'm not sure.
I think it's GTA, isn't it?
Oh, maybe. But Tetris is just a phenomenal classic.
Battle Royale they did.
Oh, that was also
Tetris always does these really cool things to keep it kind of relevant. And there's a hardcore fan base for that.
Oh yeah,
that competitive play, speed runs, whatever, you know, like. I don't know. It makes sense. But it's just sad.
It's Bloodborne really got the short end of the stick.
Right.
All right, so then it's Metal Gear Solid, which I assume is the first one.
Yeah.
Versus Street Fighter 2. Metal Gear Solid 1? Holy crap. I was playing Street Fighter 2. Street Fighter 2 is known as one of the
best fighting games
ever made. There are 8 billion different editions of it.
I like have no preference, I guess, for this one. But I'm surprised that Street Fighter 2 didn't win, but maybe because it's a fighting game. But Street Fighter 2 has that iconic nostalgia glasses on for it, right?
I'm on a Switch and it runs great, but
right,
I feel like it's just a classic fighting game. It's amazing.
I think the fighting game genre just got shafted.
I could see
this, so
right. I mean, it's comparatively niche compared,
right,
to everything else. I don't think I could play I never played them, but I don't think I could ever even go back to it, the Metal Gear games, because they seem
they're so, they're just bad to play now.
Yeah, right.
It's like Ocarina of Time. Great for the time. They keep remastering them, though, but then it's it's still the same controls. It's still clunky tank controls. I don't know. They're just not fun to play now. And if you have fun with them, whatever, but to me, I don't see the appeal right now.
Right.
If I could play Metal Gear Solid 5, yeah, sure, absolutely, but...
the next one, this is funny, Fortnite versus Persona 5 Royale and Persona 5 1. That's interesting.
I almost don't agree with that.
Really?
I feel Fortnite is, such an insane... But, Persona 5 was literally a perfect game. Everybody who played it absolutely loved that game. I think it got 10 out of 10s and then got more 10 out of 10s when the Royal Edition came out, which just added more scenarios and DLC and stuff. But Fortnite is this just started the Battle Royale, the Battle Royale genre, right? It innovates pretty much every season with new things. The crossover, it is obviously it's bigger than Smash Ultimate,
right,
at this point. I don't know. I think it gets. I don't know.
It's weird. This is why I actually agree with this, because Fortnite, it keeps changing. It's redoing everything. But Persona 5 is an experience. It is, you know, right. Story and whatnot. If you ask me, oh, what's the story of Fortnite? I just played, right. I played, Battle Royale. So, like, there's no, like, they literally put story in there to, like,
right.
You know,
give, I mean, you know what? You're right. It's hard for a multiplayer game or an MMO or something like that, even like a fighting game, right?
Right.
To, like, win one of these, because the experience is always different because you're online.
Right.
And, like, each match is different or something. Whereas, like, ooh. I buy Mass Effect 2, it's Mass Effect 2.
Right,
like,
yeah, exactly.
Pretty much every time,
you know. Right. Whereas, like, if you play Fortnite this month versus, like, in a few months,
it's right. going to be... This season could be right. perfect. Next season, they track. Take away right. no build mode or something, right?
Right. So, but this next... I have a big problem with this next one. Breath of the Wild versus Super Mario Galaxy. Spoilers, I am not a fan of Breath of the Wild at all. I'm a massive fan of Tears of the Kingdom, which... I think just corrected every mistake that I think Breath of the Wild made.
Right.
But Breath of the Wild versus Super Mario Galaxy, I'm sorry, I don't think it's even a contest. I think Mario Galaxy is objectively a better game.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, experience, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's hard to even, I'm having a problem even discussing it.
It's this thing we say all the time is that Breath of the Wild is a good game, like a great open world game, but it's a shitty Zelda game.
Yeah, it's a garbage
Zelda. So, like, for, and like, I know, everybody sugarcoats. It, because it says Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild and Link can ride a horse, like, cool, like, whatever, but, like, I don't know, I look back at Mario Odyssey and I'm like, yeah, that's a Mario game, that's dope, like, I want more of that.
Yeah, and then I mean I've heard Galaxy 2 wasn't as good. I played it, I thought it was just as good,
right?
I just think Mario Galaxy is just a better experience. It's just so much fun. It's full, so right. full of character. The boss battles were interesting, just like just everything they did with, like, the gravity and stuff like that. I don't know. I think Galaxy was just a better experience.
Right.
Breath of the Wild, you know, like, what are people going to say? Oh, I really love that final boss battle. Did you, though? Because it sucked. It was bad. It was trash. It was bad.
You shot the piggy feet and you fought Ganon 4 times.
But, you know, it beat out. I guess it's going to win because everyone loves. Right. I will never agree with that. Elden Ring versus GTA San Andreas. This is a very interesting matchup, and
I love that Elden Ring
one. Yeah, I'm very happy that Elden Ring won. Although I love San Andreas, especially for the time going.
Right, like, right. Looking back, San Andreas was great. Right, like,
right.
It was a good GTA game, but, like, and, like, it had a lot of characters that are, like, iconic at, right. in this time, and, like, a lot of memes came from it and whatever. But, like, just something about Elden Ring. From Software was literally like, yeah, you know, us for making Dark Souls and all these games. Like, what if we do this?
Open world.
My only the only thing I don't like about, like, Elden Ring is like what did George R. R. Martin do?
Yeah, it right? really
like,
doesn't
they hyped
feel,
up this right. George R. R. Martin thing at the height of, like, Game of Thrones, and then they were like, oh yeah, he made this one boss. It's like, what? He wrote this lore that you're never gonna find because it's in a book and somewhere. Right.
Cause it still follows the Dark Souls logic of expressing lore through, like, items.
Right.
But you have to be, like, a
man. I'd say Elden Ring actually does it more cutscenes and stuff than, like, Dark Souls, and explains a little more.
No, yeah, definitely.
Through, like,
does,
Melina right. and all of them, right? Like, right.
I don't know what he it really contributed.
He did not.
Yeah,
he did not. They won just to sell it.
I'm glad Elden Ring won. I think it deserves it, but San Andreas is just a great right. game. I'm not sure if I could go back to it because, like, the old GTA games with tank controls kind of just make it not terrible. Fun for me.
I can't I play GTA 5. Why would I go back and play the old terrible?
But GTA 4 controls? Though, I would go back.
GTA 4.
Yeah.
Just to drive through New York City again.
Wait,
like
GTA 4
that?
Even? Oh, it's not even on here. Yeah. That's a real. Crime.
That is
a crime.
I'd put 4 over 5.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
But.
Okay, Pokemon Red and Blue versus Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater.
I highly disagree.
That
highly disagree that Metal Gear Solid 3 deserves
something. Red and Blue literally revolutionized
Pokemon as not a greatest game of all time. Like I get it. The community is toxic, cancer, terrible. But, like, come on, dude. Like, Pokemon's the highest grossing media thing ever. Right? Like,
yeah, but that game in of itself, we're judging it. Not the, like, the franchise.
But, and, like, Red and Blue has the highest nostalgia classics, right?
Right.
Like, everybody looks back and is like, wow, Red and Blue? Like, I played that one. Nobody looks back and is like, you know, oh, Black and White. Like, whoop, that's the best one.
Yeah, I never played the Metal Gear Solid series, but
3 is like the best, right? That's the one everybody considers like the best Metal Gear game, right? But like Pokemon, dude, like
I was gonna say, like it literally started the Monstertainment genre. I think it actually we're at least one of the foundations of it. And you know, I'm kind of surprised if it was red versus fire, red, leaf, green. Especially that would deserve it.
I feel like even if they had put like crystal and silver and gold, people probably would have voted for that more for whatever
reason. Yeah, for whatever reason. That game is trash.
Oh, I can't get Gen 2 Pokemon to him in Kanto again. It's okay, like, yes. Or put Heart Gold and Soul Silver at least. I would have taken that over
Gen
2, but like, whatever. Okay. I highly disagree, but.
A Link to the Past versus Hades. One, I didn't think about Hades being on this list.
I mean, that's really cool. I don't look at Hades and I'm like, greatest game of all time. Like, Hades is a banger.
Yeah, right. But Link to the Past, I think, rightfully deserves
Link to the Past, like,
arguably
art style wise, gameplay wise, map design,
everything about that game was just like perfection.
I would rather play that over Ocarina of Time.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It is just, it's super fun.
Right. It holds up too. Yeah, we did a playthrough. That's right.
It was like, it's just an experience. If someone asked me, like, hey, I'm going to get into Zelda, what's the first one I should play? I'd say Link to the Past.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, you can get a hold of it. It's easy to understand. You know, it doesn't do too much hand holding. There's parts where you get confused about the dark world. It's a banger 10 out of 10.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm glad to beat Hades. Hades got lucky. Now, this is interesting. Undertale versus Half-Life 2. Now, I never played Undertale. I've heard...
I never played it.
Really?
No, never played it.
Really?
Yeah, I wanted to. Wow. I've watched, like, playthroughs of it, but I've never, like, physically played it myself.
We're going to have to... We have to add it to the backlog.
Yeah, that's
because, like, a good one for the list. I've only heard that just the community just ruined this game. Like, it made you just feel terrible about yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you, like... But apparently, it's some super classic. Toby Keith is now like amazing music. Like
he's a composer god.
Music in Scarlet and Violet.
Yep.
Yeah. Which is kind of insane. Half-Life 2 is just like it's actually known as one of the best games ever made. Right. Yeah. Like literally.
And like I said before, with Portal 2, like Valve releases a game and like that's the game forever. Right. Like Counter-Strike, we look back and it's like wow.
Only
and
recently made
like
too.
Team Fortress. Like,
right.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is rightfully deserved. I would have been more interested if it was Hades versus Undertale, but yeah, Half-Life 2 deserves it. I just say that. Skyrim versus Destiny 2. Why is Destiny 2 on here? Hell, what? Hold on.
Maybe like the first year of Destiny 2, sure.
Oh, really? Was it like
the or up era? Until like Shadowkeep, I think, was like when it started to downfall for Destiny 2. But like, I mean, it's Skyrim. Right, like we literally
Skyrim.
Nobody knows the series as Elder Scrolls anymore. It's Skyrim.
Yeah, it's just Skyrim. I'm also kind of sad that Oblivion isn't on here. I think, well, Skyrim is objectively like a better game. Right. Oblivion is still like
iconic.
What made Elder Scrolls,
right?
You know, but anyways, yeah, Skyrim. I mean, it's gonna. I mean, if Destiny 2 won that, I wouldn't even like look at the rest of this list.
Right.
You good?
I was reading what the.
Oh, you can read
One said it was just like.
I don't know. So next one is Fallout 3 versus Nier Automata. I'm glad Fallout 3 won. That's a classic, a banger, everything.
Nier is incredible. Nier
never played it.
It's a really unique game. Like I've never played a game like it.
Okay.
It like mashes up a bunch of different genres into one, but it works, which is really cool. Characters are like really iconic at this point. But like Fallout 3 is Fallout 3. Like everybody talks about Fallout. It's Fallout 3 or New Vegas. Right. They're not talking about 1 or 2 or Tactics like, or even 4.
Me and Rob always have a discussion on what's better, Fallout 3 or New Vegas. He always says New Vegas. I always say Fallout 3.
Right.
But really, I don't think there's a wrong answer
in that
discussion,
think,
you know?
Yeah, I think 3...
What I hate about New Vegas is that it ruined the crafting system. Like, in terms of like the custom...
And it wasn't made by Bethesda, so like it's like... It's hard to like judge them against each other, but like for what they are, like 3 being a main series and then New Vegas being a spinoff, like they're like literally on par with each
other. I plan on replaying them because I won't play it. I never played really the DLCs of either. So.
I played it for 3, I think, but yeah, I never played New Vegas's DLC. Right.
And you know, weirdly enough, I never played 4's DLC. Isn't that crazy?
Finished 4, honestly.
Yeah, that's a sad part. Okay. Diablo 2 versus Super Mario Bros. 3. Huh. That is a...
Diablo 2 is super iconic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, Diablo 2, yeah. Like, I've always seen, heard it as, like, one of the best games ever made.
Playing it now, like, the HD thing that they came out with, it's... I don't know. Maybe my brain can't comprehend it because it feels like it still runs in, like, DOS or whatever. But, like, it's hard to play it when, like, 3 and 4 have made giant leaps technologically, like, ahead of it. So, but... And, like, Mario Bros. 3, I mean, it's Mario Bros. 3, right?
Right,
One and 3 are, like, so iconic. I think Mario Bros. 3, honestly, might... No, maybe Super Mario World, but, like... Oh, and Mario 64, crap. It's hard to beat Mario, right? Okay, we'll
end it there. Odyssey, you know, it's like, there's so many games that, like, Odyssey isn't on here. I mean, I'd rather...
There's a lot I'd switch out. Right.
Like, I'm glad Wonder isn't on here, but that's for my, like, it's too soon to say how, right. Like... But Baldur's Gate 3 is on here, so that's not that's out the window.
I think, like, Animal Crossing New Horizons, I would take that off this list. That was, like, completely situational. Like, I think it would have been big when it came out, but I don't think it would have been as big,
right?
Depending on the economic situation, but...
Anyway, last round of the first tier. Final Fantasy... What is that one?
Seven
versus Xenoblade Chronicles.
Seven. Literally is the Final Fantasy game.
Really?
Like, everybody thinks of Final Fantasy, it's Seven. That's why they're remaking it in three different parts. That's why there's literally movies based off of just
Final Fantasy Seven. That's the one that just came out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one with Sephiroth and Cloud. That's gotcha. One. You think of Final Fantasy, you think of those.
Right. Guys. But so. I hear like everyone says, wow, I can't believe I slept on Xenoblade Chronicles.
Xenoblade Chronicles is like literally a like 9.5 out of 10 series that like nobody plays.
Okay.
For, like, except for like these diehard RPG fans. And it's a shame because they've all been good. Even Xenoblade Chronicles X on the Wii U that nobody played, I'm sure, other than the diehard fans. But like every game is like great. And they run perfectly on the Switch, which gives no other game the excuse of being terrible, Princess Peach. So if they can get those big giant RPG robo battle mech fights to work, there's no reason another game can't run on there.
Right. Okay, so that's all the first round picks. The fair amount we disagreed with. Some were like, we understand. Now we're going to round two. Region
this
one.
This one should go quicker now that we've established titans of battle here.
Witcher 3 Wild Hunt versus Wind Waker.
I understand,
but like in my heart,
right? Like, in my heart, Wind Waker is a better game,
right?
But realistically, Witcher, I understand.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but like, yeah, I would have said Wind Waker is a better experience, but yeah, Wild Hunt's gonna win that. There's no like,
right?
Yeah, sadly,
right?
Marvel Spider-Man versus Mass Effect 2. I'm surprised that Mass Effect 2 beat this out. That is actually a clash.
That's a good clash.
It's a very interesting.
Like I said, when I look back at Mass Effect, I think of Mass Effect 2.
Right,
I think of that like suicide, the survival
unsubscribe
mission.
From life mission.
Yeah, yeah, I know. And like the Rex and all the like companions in that game and stuff. Like it makes sense, right? Like that one really made the series. I feel like,
but then Marvel Spider-Man is a classic,
right?
Banger.
People already talk about looking back and being like, "Yeah, Marvel Spider-Man on PS4, like banger,
right?" So, but yeah, I am actually surprised Mass Effect 2, only because like Spider-Man holds so much weight behind it in terms of being Spider-Man. You know, you know, Spider-Man is known through comics. Everyone knows what Spider-Man is,
and then especially with how the series is now, where like if you told me they were going to make a Miles game after Spider-Man, I would have never believed it. And then like for Spider-Man 2 to be like a combo of both, and then like the Venom stuff and whatever, oh my god, it's just like it's so good.
So but yeah, I mean, I'm happy Mass Effect 2 won. I'm just genuinely surprised,
right?
That's how I put it. Red Dead Redemption 2 versus Shadow of the Colossus.
No contest. I like that Shadow of Colossus made it to the second tier, but like, yeah, you're not getting any farther. Sorry.
Man, I you know, thinking back, man, Red Dead Redemption 1 though wasn't here, and that hurts. That game.
Red Dead Redemption 1. Right?
Like
Rockstar hates Red Dead Redemption 2, but it's greatest game of all time.
Yeah.
I never played through Red Dead 2, so I don't know.
No. Yeah,
honestly, like Red Dead 1 and Undead Nightmare, like if you combine those two, I would put that over Red Dead 2. So and that's me not playing a lot of Red Dead 2.
Right.
So.
So yeah, it's gonna be Shadow of the Colossus. That's just like, oh, complete.
Right, right. Yeah. The Red Dead's gone.
Yeah, Red Dead's gone.
No, Red Dead 1. Audio listeners, Red Dead 1, don't worry. Don't
listen. Super Mario 64 versus Metroid Prime. Yeah, I mean,
Mario 64. I mean, it's hard, yeah. Right? We're at that point where these are the games, right? These are the greatest games. Here they are. And like Mario 64 versus Metroid Prime.
There's
people who've never heard of Metroid or like have never played Metroid Prime or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or they only play Super Metroid and that's it. So it's weird.
The good news here is that Last of Us Part 2 still it lost first round of the Metroid Prime. That's the real winner of that bracket.
Right.
yeah. So Mario 64, there's no surprise there. That's just like, everyone can see that my way. Ocarina of Time versus God of War.
No, GTA 5.
Wait, what?
We're here.
Oh, sorry. You're right. Yeah. I'm sorry. Ocarina of Time versus GTA 5.
You know what? This is the only time I'm rooting for Ocarina of Time. And you know what? I'm glad you're stomping GTA 5 out of here.
GTA 5 does not deserve it. It's funny. It's like an interesting experience, but you know.
It's definitely a case, too, of if that was anywhere else, it would have progressed more.
Right.
But like, good. Good.
Learn your place, trash.
Yeah.
GTA 5 sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one I'm actually surprised about. Resident Evil 4 versus God of War
2018. What? God of War 1? Holy crap.
I don't know. Like, I don't agree with that, but I think people look back on Resident Evil 4 more fondly than God of War 2018.
Oh, yeah. I would say so. Yeah, I mean,
God of War 2 is like landlocked to PS4, right? Like, but Resident Evil 4 is literally
on
everything. They've remastered, remade, done everything to that game to make sure everyone can play. It's on iPhone. It's literally on.
Oh iPhone. Yeah, yeah. I should. I really should pick it up when it's on sale.
Right.
I never played a Resident Evil game.
Yeah. I mean, 4 is like the one.
Let's see. Chrono Trigger.
They'll obviously be happy about it.
Yeah. Nice old. Wow.
Old Republic beat Chrono Trigger. I mean, it's one of those things. I'm sure more people have. Not a lot of people have played either of those games. I'm sure, or like a small majority have, but like. More people probably played Star Wars just because it says Star Wars versus Chrono Trigger. So, and Chrono Trigger was like a hard game, I think, to find for the Super Nintendo. So, like, not many people could actually acquire it,
right?
I believe, especially now, like, Chrono Trigger is a very expensive game. But,
okay, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, cool. Yeah. Nice little public one.
Good probably for them. I'm glad they're like tier 3 now. Like, good for them.
Super Mario World versus Baldur's Gate 3. God,
I would say Mario, but like, I get Baldur's Gate, but again
I think it's just too soon. Right, yeah.
Like, the hype is still there. It's only been out for a year, so, like, the hype's still there, so.
My rule would be 2 years is, like, the...
Right, the cutoff.
Right, so it won. Baldur's Gate 3 beat Super Mario World. Again, I feel like, because everyone is still playing that with people and stuff like that currently, right. But I'd love to see, looking back, like, was Baldur's Gate 3, like, that phenomenal, you know?
Right.
Okay, so the next up is...
Last of Us Portal 2.
A great matchup, but Last of Us 1 is one of the very, 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 very few games that actually made me feel something from a video game.
Right.
Like, I think a lot of people exaggerate, like, oh, this really, you know, like, touched my soul. And it's like Hades. Like, really, really, like, how? But Last of Us, holy crap, that was a journey. And, but versus Portal 2, like, it's an interesting matchup, but... I don't think it's like
The Last of Us, like, literally. Yeah. When I think of a 10 out of 10 game, I think of The Last of Us.
That'd probably be like my fourth or fifth pick for like top five. But Last of Us totally deserves that win. BioShock versus Arkham City. BioShock beat Arkham City.
Dude, I've got to play through BioShock 1 again. Like, I love the BioShock series, but.
Really?
I don't know. That's a weird, like, underdog tier right there. That bracket section, right?
The underdog.
Like, they're not getting any farther after this, but, like, I mean, it's cool. Next one up is Tetris versus Metal Gear Solid and Metal Gear 1.
Those ones are just wacky, but...
I mean, I honestly don't agree. I think Tetris beats that out, but... I mean, maybe more people do like Metal Gear, so good for them.
I guess. More substance, right? It has a story. Tetris is literally just blocks.
Right.
But still, it's a classic. Persona 5 Royal versus Breath of the Wild.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree that Zelda won. Especially...
Dude, hacked? Dude, sold the vote?
So, you know what? I 100% agree that, like, paid... the hell are they called? Reviews. When that game came out. Because if you played that game on the Switch, there were frame rate issues. There's no way that game is a 10 out of 10 any time of the day. Persona 5 is a 10 out of 10 game. I mean, it's not for everybody, but right. That game wise, for what it is, it's a 10 out of 10 game. And the fact that the Wii U ran Breath of the Wild better than the Switch,
right?
Like, you know, like, but is it really 10 out of 10?
Look, I'm sorry, but Breath of the Wild just has a garbage story. That's why it doesn't feel like a Zelda game. Its story is abysmal at best.
I don't think it's a story. I think it finding the champions and fighting Ganon, right? That's fine. Those key points are fine. It's that there's no dungeons to get to these champions.
Oh, there's there's dungeons.
No. Those are not dungeons. The Divine Beasts are puzzles that use the Switch gyroscope way too many times. And then every boss is Ganon.
Corrupted Ganon on like a...
It's...
Lot, yeah.
There's no real, like, item upgrades. There's no, like...
Hey, there's not.
There's too much wrong with it to be a Zelda game. Again, good open world game, but, like... It's just a fundamental issue with it.
Right. So. It took the lazy approach of let's have the same boss design and then recycle it, change it a little bit and call it, you know.
Right.
That's why I just don't consider it a Zelda game. Great. Again, amazing open world game. What they did, what they were able to do on the Switch and Wii U is like mind blowing.
Right.
But no, that is. Whatever.
But it wins. It advances.
Elden Ring versus Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater.
Elden Ring wins.
I'm happy with that. I can live with that. Seamless co-op playthrough. Everyone watch.
Yeah,
check it out. Chill. all right, Link to the Past versus Half-Life 2. Okay, I'm very happy Link to the Past 1. I'm surprised.
Yeah, that was like what? Spider-Man and Mass Effect 2. That's a Battle of the Titans. Yeah. But like,
right.
I'm glad Zelda won.
Yeah, it rightfully deserved, but I'm still surprised that because Half-Life 2, right. I've only heard like, oh, best game ever. All right, so
this is Bethesda versus Bethesda, Skyrim versus Fallout
3. My brother.
I'm sorry. You're finally awake.
Yeah, that like, oh, God,
it's rough because they're both phenomenal, right?
Yeah, they're
like when you think of Fallout, you think Fallout 3. When you think of Elder Scrolls, you think of Skyrim.
Right.
But like, I mean, Skyrim is it's too big. There's a reason they've put it on everything.
Literally in Alexa.
Right. So. Yeah,
it's rightfully deserved. It just hurts, you know.
Right,
it hurts. It hurts. Hard. It's like I don't know. It's like when you know that stupid like in medical dramas, like you have twins and same disease somehow, and only one can live.
Right,
And you put Skyrim and Fallout 3 there. It's just like Skyrim.
I'm choosing Skyrim.
I'm choosing Skyrim.
Goodbye, my child.
Super Mario Bros. 3 versus Final Fantasy 7. That's what the throne Mario Bros. Is. Final Fantasy 7. Huh?
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, I see the hype, I guess, but like it's stupid how much hype that game gets when there's other better, like other just as good Final Fantasy games that have come out. So,
okay.
All right. Well, that's our second seed done.
Second seed. Third seed. The quarterfinals.
Yeah. All right. We're on to like big ones. So,
Wild Hunt versus Red Dead Redemption 2.
No, this one. This one, right.
Wild Hunt versus Mass Effect 2. I just said the, you know, two words wrong, but
I would say Mass Effect, but again, like Witcher 3 was such a big phenomenon.
Right.
I understand it, but. And that was at the time when CD Projekt Red was this hyped as
this
10 out of 10 studio, right? Like never made an issue. Uh-huh. And then Cyberpunk came out and ruined everything.
But then they turned around.
Apparently, yeah. Apparently it's great now with that new DLC and everything. So I don't know. But I mean, I'd like to have seen Mass Effect 2 win, but
right, it hurts seeing it lose. But at least it made it to seed 3,
right?
You know, right. I'm kind of surprised. But it started what he went against that I got this for, but
right? It beat out some heavy hitters, so
yeah,
good for that.
But I think Mass Effect 2 is like in the perfect spot where it deserves to be,
right?
You know,
right?
It's just
if I were to make a list, Mass Effect 2 would be like there somewhere, yeah.
Okay, so now it's Red Dead Redemption 2 versus Mario Bros. 64.
It's hard.
It's a very odd comparison, but like, yeah. Again, you take nostalgia glasses off. The 64 Mario 64 does not play well.
Right, it doesn't hold up. I think for speedrunners who play it every day, and if you were someone who plays it like once a month, then yeah, sure, like you're not gonna have problems with it. But like Red Dead 2, I think just generally.
Oh yeah, it's just like
a better game.
I've heard
that like, will hold up down the road.
Yeah, it's like an emotional journey. Like I really want to complete it, but
yeah,
it. Yeah, I can see it dethroning 64. 64 might be a classic, but Red Dead Redemption 2 is just filled with game that they refuse to update and provide for. Right. They refuse to get, I don't know. It's just so weird. Oh, no, actually, I know why, because GTA makes too much money, so they just don't give a crap.
Right.
All right, so then Ocarina of Time versus God of War. I'm happy Ocarina of Time won that. I think it deserves it, actually.
I would say yes. Yeah. Versus God of War there. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like,
I think Ocarina is actually like taking out these like evil titans, right? Like GTA 5, bye bye. I think Call of Duty was the only one I'm like upset it beat so far.
Right. Activision's the villain, but the Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare was
right.
The
game, yeah. But like God of War beating out Resident Evil 4, I don't see that in any world.
But yeah, but
Ocarina beating it out, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, it definitely makes sense.
This I'm sad about, but like I'm glad Knights of the Old Republic made it to tier 3 versus Baldur's Gate 3. I mean,
again,
Baldur's
Gate is
this like super hyped game right now, so like cool, whatever. But
I just don't think it should be in the list.
Give us a couple years and let's try this again and see
where Baldur's Gate falls. Right.
Especially with it not getting DLC or anything now. So like that game is like done.
Right, it is done. Right, it might get like quality of life updates in terms of like maybe bug fixes, but no DLC. Next up, Last of Us versus BioShock. I mean, finally, BioShock
is gone now. But like, I'm going home and re-downloading BioShock because I need to see what the I remember parts of BioShock 1, but I can't think of as a whole that I would see it going up against like Last of Us as a game of all time. Right, like
right.
I don't know.
But, you know, Last of Us is just almost unstoppable. You know, it's right. like it got the perfect seed. The perfect bracket to go against, or more or less. So, yeah, Last of Us beat BioShock. That's fair.
Bye bye.
Metal Gear Solid versus Breath of the Wild.
I don't agree Breath of the Wild's this great game, but like Metal Gear is definitely not. Right.
If I take away the Zelda part, it's just a better game.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like. Right. An open world experience, super fun, the ragged stuff you can do. Elden Ring versus Link to the Past. Man, that is like an insane
Titan god. That's a god battle. We're not on Titans anymore. These are the god battles.
Yeah, just the Elden Ring music plays. Yeah. Just yeah, that's
But I mean, like, it's hard.
Because Link to the Past has actually been voted game of the like one of the best games ever made. Like it's been declared in multiple votes in ways, but Elden Ring dethroning it is slightly surprising, but also not surprising.
Right.
It is just a phenomenal experience.
Yeah.
It is like the alternate to so when you play Zelda Legend Zelda game, it's like for the adventure, like the hero journey.
Right.
Elden Ring is like that, but in the darkest ways possible.
Right.
So
Elden Ring is getting DLC soon, so it might expand it more and make it like even a better game, right?
I'd imagine. So I have very high hopes.
So
like it's cool that it won. Very interesting.
Right. I wouldn't have been upset at the outcome either way of that one.
You know what, I'm sorry, you go talk about the next one
for next one's Skyrim versus Final Fantasy 7. This is like another one that's like this whole bracket right here, these last two is like battle of the gods, because like I said, Final Fantasy 7 is like Final Fantasy. You think of Final Fantasy, you think of Sephiroth, Cloud, whatever, but Skyrim, I mean, like, you know, it's memes, it's a culture, it's on every system. I mean, even like Final Fantasy is on every system. Like those two games, I look at those two games, they're on the same pedestal. Skyrim did win it. I mean, I'm not upset about it. Again, like I said before, I think Final Fantasy as a series has really good entries that get overshadowed because everybody's just like, I want 7 again. And that's it. Right? Like, so I'm happy Skyrim won it. So.
So I want to bring this up. I should probably brought it up before, but when it came to Metal Gear Solid 3 versus Snake Eater versus Pokemon, it won by 12 votes. So like it was almost
an dead tie. It was close.
I mean, that's closer than close. I would almost go for a revote, but obviously, you know. But then also the Metroid Prime where Last was Part 2 was also one of the closest by 23 votes. But that's a good tie because it didn't deserve the win. I just wanted to mention that. That was funny.
All right, so we're back up here. Next is Witcher 3 versus we're in quarterfinals now.
Yeah.
So Witcher 3 versus Red Dead 2. I mean,
Red Dead 2.
Yeah.
Red Dead.
I don't see a problem with that outcome.
Right.
I mean, the only problem, right, is that like that was a game like Baldur's Gate where, like, that's it, we're done, nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Red Dead got online, and even though it doesn't get updated, it has it.
You know, yeah, right, so. Right. It has multiplayer functions.
Right. It has, like, more to offer than Witcher does. So,
yeah, that's like a rightful win.
Right.
It's just it. I mean, two titans, you know, two gods right. of. Right. So that it, like I there's no bad winner. It's just, but I think rightfully so. Red Dead Redemption 2 got it.
Right.
All right, Ocarina of Time versus Baldur's Gate 3. Okay, I mean, again, Baldur's Gate 3, don't believe it should be here, but I'm not surprised. Ocarina of Time is just...
Yeah, it just makes sense,
right?
I guess.
I mean, timeline. Obviously, you can see in the middle, it overall won, but we'll talk about
right,
that.
Right,
yeah, but it's just like, you know, it's a hero's journey, it's just hard to play now. Baldur's Gate 3, everyone's right. playing it, right. they're hyped. Then there's Last of Us versus Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, 100%.
Thankfully, last one. Perfection.
Yeah.
Perfection.
Yeah.
I can't get over that. Yeah. Thank you, Last of Us.
You've done a duty.
You've done a duty. I will fight to my death that Breath of the Wild is just not a good game.
Right.
Okay, so then let's see here.
Elden Ring versus Skyrim. I mean,
oh, that is a that. Oh,
even like dude. The last one, Skyrim versus
that's Final like
Fantasy VII. Like Elden Ring versus Skyrim. Like
that's like Pops versus the anti-Pops from regular show. There's like two equal forces
battling.
but like,
I think yeah,
the thing is,
makes sense. I think Skyrim just like in the not economic. What is it called? Like the in the community of gamers, right? Like people make Skyrim memes and stuff,
right?
And
right,
we'll remember Skyrim down the road far more. See, I think
right, but the way I see it, at least with Skyrim, it's that like it has more of the RPG elements that people want, like your right. like actual quests with options with different outcomes,
right?
Charisma system,
like side quests, there's no, like the classes and stuff like that. Mm. Like right, like it does what Elden Ring does, but
a simpler more but more friendly, complex,
right? Yeah, user friendly way,
so. Right? So it is a classic. It maybe in like 5-10 years, because Skyrim is really old,
right?
Elden Ring could be viewed as like, you know, that staple, but Skyrim is just a monster,
right?
And it's just, I mean, me and Derek just get that itch like once a year, we're like, oh, man, yeah, I want to play Skyrim,
yeah, yeah. You know? I played through it not last year, but the year before again. And honestly, I've been getting that itch to like play it again. So
Stealth Archer.
I know. Stealth Archer again.
Yes. So, oh my God. Stealth Archer. I mean,
it's just a game you can go back and just play and always right. have fun with. Right.
So, cause you can pick it up. Like with Elden Ring, if you just stop playing for a few months, you pick it up like, where do I go?
Oh yeah.
Skyrim. Right. It very like hand-holdy. Like here's your quest log.
Right.
Do you want to go here?
Yeah.
Here?
Here's the main quest, but then here's 30 others that you can do.
You could do.
And you can just do whatever you want. Go ahead.
You can also bring the game if you really
right.
want to. Yeah,
right.
So, I'm not surprised by that. It's just a very cool battle to see.
Yeah.
I would love to know the votes. I wish they had a vote breakdown for each of these. That would have been
right. like, for these last four at least.
Yeah, right. All right. So now we're in the finals.
Yeah, final four.
Red Dead Redemption 2 versus Ocarina of Time. That is,
I mean, again, I like Ocarina wins the whole thing, right? Like,
right.
It's on the screen there, but like, I almost don't agree with it, but I can see why, right? Like, Ocarina of Time made all these advances back in the day. It, like, you know, it was truly like one of the first, I feel like, open world games, right? Without being too like demanding on quests and stuff like
right,
that.
Right, 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 right.
It's hard. It's hard for me to accept that. And it's hard for me to be like when I think greatest game of all time, I can't go back and play Ocarina of Time comfortably.
Okay, what about the 3DS?
Even then, like it fixed a lot of problems, but like the core controls were right. still clunky.
Tanky, yeah.
But like Skyrim, like 20 years from now, I could go back and play Skyrim and be happy. Last of Us, I could go back and be happy. Like Red Dead 2, I could probably go back and be like, why didn't they ever do anything about this game? But like,
right.
Like Ocarina of Time, like, I don't know. I think that nostalgia glasses are cemented on and that's just how it always will be.
Right.
Unfortunately. So
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. I agree with that. And then Last of Us versus Skyrim, man, that is rough.
And that's just like
that is such a.
And like, you know what's crazy? I don't even think Skyrim got 10 out of 10 reviews across the board when it came out, right? Like,
right.
Like, I think Skyrim was a solid like 7 to 9 everywhere.
Really?
Review wise, I like feel like that was the case, but I could be misremembering. It's been 20 years since it came out originally. Right. But like Last of Us, like.
Universal acclaim.
Right. Right. It was like game of the year. Then it got remastered. Was game of the year again. Then
it It got mostly 10 out of 10. So,
No. I mean Skyrim.
Skyrim. I'm sorry.
Right. Right. Like, yeah, okay. But then like Skyrim wins this, right? Last of Us versus Skyrim. Skyrim wins this. But like, just again, the influence on the gaming universe that Skyrim has had is literally like everybody knows Skyrim. Everybody knows Elder Scrolls because of Skyrim. It's not even the Elder Scrolls anymore. It's Skyrim.
It's always right. Skyrim.
So
here's some good news. PC Gamer put a review 5 days ago from this recording
saying it was a 94. What was it originally, though? That's what I want.
Right. That's
360 like, reviews. Look up the 360 reviews.
That's a unreleased. Oh, here we go. 2011. This is IGN gave it a 9.5. Let's see, reviews on Xbox 360 where it deserved to be,
right?
That's IGN, Metacritic
96. Oh, maybe it did get amazing reviews when it came out. I just thought it was a little less
2019. Is getting Skyrim for Xbox 360 still worth it? It's always worth it.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. RPG worth playing. What game for him originally give it? I'd imagine 9.5. Yeah. I mean, replay hot. Yeah, I mean, like 9 to 10 is just the realm.
Okay. Kind yeah, of I mean, so Skyrim was up there too. So I mean, it makes sense. But like Skyrim is just, it's everywhere. Last of Us has that problem again that like God of War had versus Resident Evil, where like it's landlocked. So like I think it makes more sense that more people have played Skyrim.
Well, to be fair, I mean, Last of Us is now on PC.
Right, so but for the time,
right.
Like,
okay,
like it was like unlocked to PS3, then PS4. So if you didn't own a PlayStation, if you didn't own a PS3, you never got to play that game. I'm sorry.
Like, yeah, that was like,
actually a crime.
That was humanity. A system seller,
right? Like, that pure old PS3s, and then they were like, oh, we're remastering it for PS4, and then it sold PS4s. So I mean, it's insane,
right? But, and like, that's such a heartfelt loss. But Skyrim is just like this universe, this world that right. Yeah, like it is, you can be what you want to be and be on an adventure.
Right.
But Last of Us is like, I'm going to pull on your heartstrings and make you question what love in life is.
Right. Right. Like, exactly.
Do you still want to exist after me? Like, I don't know. I don't know. Like
right.
The ending was super controversial in the sense of
the
like
the whole beginning scene, right? Of like, Last of Us.
What if we just
in that
murk
truck?
You're his daughter.
Yeah. Here's your daughter. It's a normal day. Zombie outbreak. What? Drive away. What? Like, uh-oh, your brother's here. What? Uh-oh, your daughter just got shot.
It's like, zombies get my family, right? Nope.
It's a human.
It's a human.
It's a cop.
The douchey cop.
Yeah. And then the final battle at Titans, Ocarina of Time versus Skyrim. And like we said, Ocarina won.
I don't agree with this.
I definitely don't agree with that. The nostalgia glasses are too cemented on. I think we need to take a step back, right? Like, for all these years, Ocarina of Time keeps winning this, like, greatest game of all time tussle. But, like, I don't know. Like, take a step back. Go play Ocarina of Time this year, if you can. And just come back and rethink your life.
I definitely won't emulate it. 100. Don't.
Right, I
don't
have my N60. I mean, I do.
Oh, wait, we play on Switch. N64.
It's on the Switch Online.
But the Switch Online. The Switch Online might actually make your decision say this game
you'd
sucks.
You'd be like, oh my God, you're right. Right.
Because the latency and everything just sucks.
But,
I mean, you know. I think Skyrim should have. Well.
And it's not any. Another thing, too, is like Ocarina of Time, and maybe because I wasn't there for it, but like Ocarina of Time also, like, it wasn't like it kickstarted Zelda, right? Like, Zelda was big for one. And two, and then Link to the Past, right? Like, Zelda was a big series for Nintendo. I guess...
It grew after Link to the Past, but the 3D jump really made it explode into popularity.
Well, it happened with Mario, too, right? Like, Mario 64 was, like, a huge jump and boosted that. But I would accept that as, like, a Nintendo 64 thing and technological advances, not just like Ocarina of Time. Because you could say that about like Mario 64 or Legend of Zelda, or like even Donkey Kong 64 people look back on more than like Donkey Kong Country.
Donkey Kong Country isn't on here. Or Donkey Country 2, I think, is the like.
Yeah,
the
Donkey Kong got shafted. There's a lot of games I would take off and put on right, this list, but.
That I was gonna say, ideally, I think it should be Red Dead Redemption 2 in 4th, Ocarina of Time 3.
Right, Last of Us 2.
Skyrim 1. Yeah, because while Last of Us is like an emotional journey, and I 10 out of 10, I get the itch to play Skyrim every year, and that's just
Skyrim.
Like,
I get the itch for Last of Us. I have just recently gotten the itch for, and I like am waiting for the PS5 version to like go on sale to get, but. At the same time, like, yeah, Skyrim, like, I've been contemplating buying it for a 7th time now on the Switch, just so I could have the Master Sword.
Yeah, you know, I have it on the Switch. It runs actually really well. Like,
right, yeah, I've heard no performance issues. They've optimized it really well. I mean, it's a 360 game. It can run on a potato.
And it has other amiibo support than just the Master Sword. Yeah, you can, like, get chess on it. And on the Switch, you can use the Joy-Con
to play as motion control, right?
It's like, it's just cool. Wait, hold on. I want us to play with VR. That's the real journey that I want to try.
I think I have it for VR. Yeah. For first PlayStation VR.
Yeah, I'd love to try that.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. I kind of hope they, honestly, you know, I another version of Skyrim. Here we go. I kind of hope they release it for the PSVR too, so it just like runs and controls better. Uh-huh. But maybe like, I wonder if it's on like, I'll have to look into it. We'll look into like if it's on the MetaQuest or anything that like maybe will run better but be easier to use or something.
Maybe that could be like a donation goal, just like, VR, like yeah, just
set VR. Up for us. That would be
and
cool.
And then, yeah. I realistically, it might have to go to me because my PC would run it. Because VR.
Oh no! Absolutely. Yeah. But like, we could do it while we're like together and stuff.
Right. Like, oh my god! My nose. Yeah. So like, I think looking at all of them, yeah. I mean, obviously there are ones that
final two. I'd give it to Skyrim.
I based my top four based on what I'm seeing here, but when I look at this whole list, I honestly think, and now this is me being totally biased, that Halo 3 should at least be in 4th. I'm sorry, like, I just, like, Halo...
I think as a multiplayer game, absolutely.
Yeah. I think the biggest, I want to say biggest losers.
Right.
The biggest losers or upsets, I would say, is Halo 3.
Yeah.
I mean, my heart says Smash Ultimate. It's just like
I wouldn't think that's crazy though. It's a the greatest fighting crossover game ever.
Right. It's not fighting in Derek. It's a party.
But like it's like iconic for like, oh my god, it's a crossover. Right. And it you can't even say it's a crossover of just Nintendo. Like it's a crossover.
It is everything.
You know, people might hate it. I still don't think like Fortnite deserves to lose bracket one. I think it got a really bad set, right? Like against Persona. I see the loss there.
Right. Like if it went against like Dragon Age Origin, I'd say Fortnite. If it went against I'd say Destiny 2, I'd say, you know. I'd say Fortnite would win it. You know, there's definitely a couple they would, you know, beat, obviously. But like to me, I think Halo 3 losing first round doesn't make any sense.
Minecraft was just, losing first round?
I don't see that
in any timeline here.
A BioShock employee at like GameForum is like, I'm switching the votes. Yeah, there's no way.
Right. Oh, look at that. BioShock 1.
That's crazy, but it's like, I can't do it again.
But yeah, I mean, most of the other stuff, for what's on here, I agree with. There's games I wouldn't put on here that are on here that I would swap out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Pokemon, though, I don't agree with that at all. No, you Metal Gear fans, you Kojima suckers are, like, actually brainwashed to think that Red and Blue isn't, like, one of the greatest game.
I want to clarify. I personally would swap a Red and Blue with Ruby and Sapphire.
Yeah, put Ruby and Sapphire. Yeah, that I think that's really where Pokemon shine. I think to captivate the audience, Gold and Silver should have been the one, because that's the one everybody says. Everybody, you know, has a bad opinion. But, like... but like you can't tell me I would take Metal Gear Solid 1 off and put 3 up there and then put something else there too. Like Metal Gear Solid 1, I think more people talk about Snake Eater than 1, but whatever. I mean, yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say about this list.
I'm still upset Halo 3 lost to GTA 5. If everything could have lost against like GTA 5, what's wrong with you people?
I know.
You know, like get really, this is to you. Anyone who's listening, if you say GTA 5 is the better game, come at me. Literally, type to me in go join our Discord, Tolshill, and tell me why you think GTA 5 is a better game. Because the soundtrack, Halo 3, the characters, Halo 3, the co-op, Halo 3,
the multiplayer. I'd rather play Halo. I'd go back play the 360 version of Halo 3 multiplayer versus GTA 5 on any system.
Just like it, we gotta play Halo 3 now, but we'll finish the last one.
Yeah.
Like that's just that hurts my heart. I love that Fallout 3 went against Skyrim. That's just funny to me.
Yeah.
New Vegas was on here, right?
New Vegas,
yeah. I like how all three of those were like on this list. New Vegas, Fallout 3.
Bethesda had a like limelight, you know. I agree. Oblivion should have just been on this list too, because that was like the golden era,
right,
of Bethesda games, right?
Or I thought it kicked it off. Oblivion, then to Fallout
3
to Vegas to Skyrim. I think that's how it went. Yeah. It's just the Last of Us thing got, you know, great spot. Like, that's where it deserved, no matter where it was going to be in the brackets.
Right.
You know, at least a finalist/grand finalist, at least.
Right.
Breath of the Wild, God, it hurts my soul that it's so far ahead.
Yeah.
That hurts me. But it also went against these, like, Mario Galaxy, like, I don't know. I don't like how Breath of the Wild, that one I think is the worst like lineup I've seen.
Right.
Breath of the Wild, BLDs, then it took Last of Us to dethrone it. I'd say I'm okay with like 80% of the choices.
Right.
I wonder how they were picked. Was it voted on, like the initial
initial choices? Maybe they did it from last year or something. I don't know.
How was Game Informer? Game of the best, oh, sorry, great, you know, greatest game of all time conducted, I guess. 300 games, that's 2018. I wish I knew it was happening and I could have, like, participated. 200,000 votes.
Right.
Last time I did it was in 2018, 64, anyway, blowouts, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't tell me how it, like, how it was chosen.
Maybe it was just on their end for like the highest reviewed ones.
Oh, maybe done. Or yeah, something. I can see that. Because I don't do any of these numbers repeat. The like one, oh no, it was 1-1, 16-16. What is that number?
I think it's in that region. There's like 16. So it's like this. Okay,
cool. Yeah, so like, I mean, I think Smash Ultimate should have got higher up. New Horizon stays where it is.
Yeah.
Pac-Man, yeah, deserved that. But like overall, like, yeah, I mean, I
think Final Four is fine. I think the order is wrong.
I get what you're saying, but I think Halo 3 should be up there. I really do.
Yeah.
It's just. Oh man, I'm getting nostalgic. Oh my god. You got anything else to say before we call this one?
Nah, I think that's it.
Okay, well, hey, everyone, let us know what you think, like, in the comments below. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Do you think we have bad takes? Do we have good takes?
Right.
Let us know in the comments
below. Maybe we'll make our own bracket of this at some point and do it, like, our Goon's greatest games of all time.
It would need to be where it's, like, it would need to be a pre-selected list. I wouldn't want to select the list. I would want, like, top 100 reviewed games.
Like, we've done that. We did a tier list of that. Time ago.
I get that, but I mean, like, I'd want something to then random scramble the bracket.
Oh, you can have it do that in like a program, I'm sure, right? Like, if we pick 64 games and put them in, and then it's like, all right, go.
I don't want us to pick the game. I'd want a community to pick the games.
Oh no, I think that's based on us. I don't think that's a community thing.
Really?
I think the votes can be like, if we want a community vote section, like they do for like the game awards, but. I mean, they could put input, because I could tell you right now, there's probably like, I'd pick like 16 games and be at a loss to pick more, so like they could fill in the blanks or something. But
hey, well, that's it for this episode, probably one of our longest two-person episodes ever. I don't have to go through that, you all saw at the beginning. Like, comment, subscribe, become a member today. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.